Lucybell in your little house. Friends have all gone away today, sitting there in the sun. Dig a hole for everyone you know, dig them up on a rainy day. Lucybell, Lucybell, I know what you are. No way around the fact that you're a dog, barking at the little things crawling in the grass. You understand everything better than I, because because a dog is a man's best friend, is a slave, is a thief, is a wolf, is a runner for the one-eyed god of the dead. Dog over the bones of the lords of this world. Ride an animal down to the kingdom of stones. Build a wall around mankind, break him in. City bird, talking bird in your little tree. Lucybell barks at you, but not at me. But when the final battle comes, she'll be on your side. I know you're just animals. City bird, talking bird, you don't seem to mind living on scraps of what we've left behind. Still, I think it's just as well. I can't understand your angry chatter, because a bird is a man's prize, is a slave, is a thief, is a crow, is a runner for the one-eyed god of the dead. Laws of this world, ride an animal down to the kingdom of stones. Build a wall around mankind. Break us in. Break us in. Break us in.
Which Madonnas, Madonnas. Get it, Madonnas, Madonnas. All the patient horses are sleeping, with the hooks above ground they are dreaming. And the carriages are restless, everyone is painted matching. All the horses looking like the colors of the ceiling, of the oak tree, of a carrot. A stir from Madonnas, a stampede of hundreds. Bolting off their hooks, bolting off their hooks, bolting off their hooks, bolting off their hooks. Just as a gift for the complicated errors that are too sad, all of them on Sundays working in the midnight holy messes. And in each carriage, all belong Madonna and Madonna. And no one knows which is asleep and which one is inspired. White horse's carriage, black horse's carriage, red horse's carriage,
Beautiful in us, awesome state, sleeping girl that just awakes in time. Eternal.
little pets. Beautiful in a simple state, sleeping girl that just awakes.
Are met in this kitchen, I was told. The cup is at my lips, but my tea's gotten cold, and the candle wax drips. So maybe I'll sleep if the night's gotten old. But what's that noise accompanying my sips? Another creature foraging the night's finds. Could it be? Could it be we have kindred minds?